You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Now recording.
Hi everyone, you are listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com. And I am Gary from Geneva, Switzerland. I wanted to record something special today. I was traveling across Switzerland and something caught my attention near the Geneva rail station. There is an art school, and on that art school there was a fascinating picture, which was more of a pamphlet. So, I am going to read this pamphlet live, but to give you a bit of context about what I am going to go on about, I will play a clip that will explain the organization I am going to discuss.
My next guests are a group of anonymous feminist art activists. Please welcome the Gorilla Girls, everybody. Thank you all. Thank you all for being here. I feel terrible. I don't have any candy left. Who are you and how long have you been doing what you do? What is the Gorilla Girls?
Well, we're the Gorilla Girls. In 1985, we were baby artists. Some of us were baby artists. And we looked around and we saw that all the opportunities and almost all the money in the art world was going to white males. And no one really cared about it, so we decided that we would put up some provocative posters in the streets and try to get people to talk about it.
And here's one of them right here, this poster right here. Do women have to be naked to get into the Met Museum? Because it said only 5% of the exhibition. It says that only 5% of the artists in the modern art section are women, but 85% of the nudes are female. Why is it important to protest to get more women into an art museum? Why choose art as a place for feminism? When I go to an art museum, I don't know a lot about art, but I know what's in the museum. And I don't necessarily know whether the person painting is a male or a female. Can art speak for itself, or does it have to be gender identified?
Well, I mean, every decision, aesthetic decision, has a value behind it. And if all the decisions are being made by the same people, then, you know, the art will never look like the whole of our culture. And right now, the art world is kind of run by, you know, billionaire art collectors who buy art that appeal to their values. And we say art should look like the rest of our culture. You know, unless all the voices of our culture are in the history of art, it's not really a history of art, it's a history of power.
Now, you've been doing this. You've been doing this for 30 years now, and I imagine it's getting fairly steamy in those masks at this point. Why did you choose Gorilla? Is it because is it dehumanizing or because they're scary?
Well, first we were Gettys, you know, freedom fighters, gorillas, and then we got some press requests and we wanted to have our pictures, but we were anonymous, we wanted to hide ourselves. So one of our early members was a really bad speller, and we were sitting at a meeting one day and she spelled Gettya Gorilla, and it was like, wow. That's it.
Well, so originally it was gorilla, like gorilla fighter. And then she misspelled it like the animal?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you just went with it?
Well, it was a message from heaven.
Have you guys ever been found out?
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
People have tried to find out who we are. But this whole anonymity thing is so delicious, and it's weird in one way because you don't know who we are, but it attracts attention to our cause. So while people do try to find out, they're almost always wrong.
It's been said that history is written by the winners, and history has been described as a record of violence. Is the art world also a record of violence in and of itself?
Yes.
Okay, how so? It's my metaphor, but explain it to me.
For years, kings and queens told us what art was all about. We don't live in a modern
era. Pictures of them. It was pictures of them a lot.
Mostly. So now, you know, we aspire to a democratic society, and art should be about the culture, all of us. It should be about art production.
Well, right? In 1985, the Guggenheim had zero solo shows by women artists. The Metropolitan had zero. The Whitney had zero. And the Modern had one. Okay? 30 years later, the Guggenheim had one. The Metropolitan had one. The Whitney had one. And the Modern had two.
Yeah, and that's the progress we've made
in 30 years.
And that's the whole problem, because I think a lot of people thought that it was an issue in the 70s and the 80s, and then it got solved. It hasn't. We're still seeing such terrible numbers, which is why, sadly, we need to keep...
Now, is the art world, like, more important than other aspects for feminism, or is it merely your focus? Because there are other things you could protest. You could protest women. There aren't a lot of representation in Congress. There's not a lot of representation in the tech world, in the Matador world, on late-night TV. There's not a lot. Why choose art?
Well, we were artists. We are artists, so we started out in the art world. But very quickly, what we did was invent this way of using facts and humor to twist an issue around and present it in a different way that minds. So we have spread out to politics, film.
Now, a lot of the art museums are supported by billionaire donors. Do they make the call of what goes into the museums?
Okay, today, more and more billionaire collectors and billionaire, few of them, control the art world. They sit on the boards of museums, and they have to pay for what the museums want to collect, and they're much more likely to give money for art that they already have the same cookie-cutter collections of art that costs the most. There's so many great artists out there. There's too much discrimination.
Well, the Gorilla Girls are taking over the Twin Cities starting January 18th. They're the Gorilla Girls, everybody. Thank you so much for coming.
Strangely enough, we had no bumper. I don't know why, but there was no bumper. I was expecting a bumper, but there was not. But back to the topic, why in the hell would I choose to speak with you about the Gorilla Girls? Don't type Gorilla Girls Geneva into Google, because that will direct you to an escort agency. Anyway, I wanted to mention this because near the train station in Geneva, there is an art school that displays the text, and it's massive. You cannot miss that. I will now read you the text. First, there is a title that is in massive letter that you probably be able to read out from a 50 to 60 meters distance. The advantages of being a woman artist. Doubled. That is the title. Working without the pressure of success. Not having to be in shows with men. Having an escape from the hard work in your four freelance jobs. Knowing your career might pick up after you're being reassured that whatever kind of art you'll make, it will be labeled feminine. Not being stuck in a tenured teaching position. Seeing your ideas live in the work of having the opportunity to choose between career and motherhood. Not having to choke on those big cigars or paint in Italy. Mate dumps you for someone younger. Being included in revised version of art history. Not having to undergo the embarrassment of being called a genius. Getting your pictures in the art magazine wearing a gorilla. That is on this station. Underneath that, there is a small message which a public service message. So, there is a lot lot of things to be said about the statement that were made that I just... But what is interesting is that case, is that it's part of a show, part of something that will happen, a kind of happening maybe. I don't really know what to expect. They say that it is a performance. And the great thing is that this performance will happen Thursday, 14th of November at 6 p.m. in the MAMCO in Geneva. The MAMCO is a museum. And it's free admittance. So you probably figured out by now, I'm going to attend that performance. And I'm going to try to engage those people, have a conversation, bring my ID forward. Start the discussion. So, thing is, I am a white heterosexual male, so probably not the audience that they intend their message to reach. But thing is, I get the best passport ever in those kind of progressive circle. My girlfriend is a splendid and gigantic black lady, so I can go anywhere I want in those circles, and they always like me just because they are stupid enough to think that the fact that my girlfriend is originally from the Congolese Democratic Congo, if there is a democracy in Congo. So I can go in those circles pretty easily, and I'm all welcome. So I figure I am going to go to that display, to that performance, assist to that, and I don't know if there will be a possibility to film or record or anything, but I will try to if there is any possibility. And I think that it's interesting to go there, so I will read you the description. It's part of a festival that is named Les Créatives, which means the creative. It's a feminine for the creatives. So, the description of the performance. Do women have to be naked to get into museum? Formed more than 30 years ago, the Guerrilla Girls is an anonymous collective of feminist activists, artists dedicated to exposing discrimination in the art world, in politics, and in the film and music industry. Their gorilla mask costume, bold visual language, and frank, humorous message have rendered them iconic in the history. Iconic in the history of art and as a part of a wider social movement. Frida Kahlo, one of the co-founders, will share the history of the collective's artistic practice from 1984 until today, using bold, fun, and provocative poster art to criticize ongoing biases in art and society. Performance en anglais seulement. Oh, wonderful, my fiancé will really enjoy seeing a performance in English. But anyway, I'm going to go there. I really need to see what it's about. So, I wanted to address that thing that it is of interest. There is so many things in that statement that are so divisive and so... how can I say that? It smells like angriness. Angry woman at angry feminism at its best. The thing that I thought was of interest, it is displayed in art school, so probably the propaganda that is going on from 1984, which is my year of birth, so it's interesting, it's been going on for all those years. It's pretty interesting that they choose to use the public space to display such a divisive message. So it's interesting for me to try to see further what those angry women are about, and who knows, life is great. There is a clear possibility that I find someone of English-speaking language that is willing to do a quick interview recorded. It's a possibility. Let's stay open to that. And like I said, I got the passport to those inclusive circle where they always like the people of color, the people that came from different backgrounds, and the artistic circle. I don't need to expand on that. I think that each and everyone get the point. I am not really introducing the school or university circle. I am 35, so I'm a bit too old to be in touch with the reality of the youngs of today. But I figure that if this thing was displayed on the wall of an art school, and that there is a public performance to be attended. And it's free, and it's at a decent time. I mean, why not? Why shouldn't I? Clearly. One thing that I like, I will make a screen cap of the performance billboard, and I will post it on the Discord. I will also make a point to post it on the regular website, because it is indeed the main hub. So I will make a post with the different picture, the text that I just read, the picture from the performance. But I wanted to take a few minutes to describe you this thing, to give you a little bit more of background on the Guerrilla Girls, and to advertise the next audio that will probably be about the Guerrilla Girls. In the end, the Friday audio chat might even be about those specific topic. So interesting enough that I found out about this while walking the street, and I am fairly interested in that subject, to be honest. I think that it's related to fakeology in a sense that it is propaganda, it is something that is that has an agenda, that has a clear agenda, let's say. And to be honest, I am not by design against that agenda, because of course that agenda, you can say that it's against the white heterosexual male, but I don't give a fuck, I am 35, so my best years are behind me, let's say. At 35, you pretty much have most of the fun you could have in your life. At least I think that. So, I am 35 and I am a white male, heterosexual, of course. So, it doesn't bother me that much, because my daughter is a mixed race 13-year-old young girl. So, in the end, if the world is to shift in the sense that it's matriarchal or whatever, it totally suits my interest, because my daughter will live in even better world, where she will have access to more power and more way to express herself. So I am not against that concept per se. I am against the division in the larger. So that is what I wanted to address by speaking about that, is the divisive factor. And also I will also, yes, attend the performance and try to get a better grasp on what those fine ladies are about, and I interact with them as much as possible. Like I said, if there is a possibility, you can count on me to take it, to discuss with this, those nice lady, and maybe get something recorded. I need to prepare a set of questions, some topics that I might want to point the discussion to, if there is a possibility. But be aware that there will be a follow-up on that very, very, very small audio that I wanted to record on that. It's just something that is fresh in my mind. I wanted to record it. I just got home. I really wanted to do it while it's fresh in my mind. And I wanted to address the fact that there is clearly in the art school in Geneva, the arts, not art, because there is not only one art, of course, the art school in Geneva, there is yes, a special current that is not in favor of the type of person that I am in society, let's say. But I will address this more, and I will not burn the topic too fast. I figured that I just wanted to do this quick presentation, give you a little bit of background, give you the chance to inform more on the topic if that interests you. And yes, if I record this now, it will be confused, and I will not have access to all the information. So better for me to wait until I get the time to go to that performance. But just typing Guerrilla Girls on YouTube, you get a fair grasp on what it is, and it's mostly I can expect a lot of fun. I don't really think that the fact that it's in English will really matter. So it's basically girls in gorilla mask. It's hilarious. And, you know, some ladies that don't really need the mask in the end. So fairly funny set of characters. Let's see what I see the link with fakeology. Someone else might not see the link so clearly, but yes, give me a chance to convince you Friday on the Friday audio chat. So I will now leave you with short interview that is older, so it's probably an older lady talking. I don't think that those are the same lady that we hear before on the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, whoever that guy is. So bye-bye, everyone. I leave you with this audio that I think will leave you quickly to the top of the hour bumper.
What do the Gorilla Girls do?
Well, we call ourselves the conscience of the art world. So our job is to raise the conscience of the art world about the situation of women in the art world, which is, you know, the situation for women artists, which is extremely bad. So we go around and we gather statistics about those women, the number of women who show in museums, the number of women who show in galleries, the economic situation for women, the fact that women make a third to one half less than male artists make selling their work. What we are most known for, though, is our postering, and that's our prime underground activity, which is to make posters and to go strike the streets of Soho, and by that guerrilla activity, raising the conscience of people about the situation.
You want to say something about how it started and when it started and why it started is pretty obvious.
In 1985, in the spring of 1985, a few women who had been involved in the feminist movement in the 70s decided that what was happening in the late 80s was absolutely disgusting in the art world, and that women's positions had slid backwards, and they wanted to do something about it. They joined forces with some younger women who really weren't around in the 70s as women yet, and decided that what they needed to do was to adopt tactics of the 80s, which were more aggressive and using male tactics. So that also at this time, graffiti art had just really burgeoned in New York, so we decided that the streets would be the best forum for it, and using advertising techniques, which manipulate people, and the medium. The medium became the best thing, and it was harder street tactics, more on an aggressive male level than the 70s feminist ways, which just wouldn't work anymore.
So the tactics you've chosen include anonymity. What is the...
Well, the anonymity is very important, because what we're doing is we're addressing issues, and there are all different kinds of people. All different people are Gorilla Girls, all professionals in the art world, some more well-known than others, some extremely well-known, some not so well-known. And people listen when they can focus on an issue. If they focus on who's saying it, then the personality of who is talking has to come into it, and their identity has to come into it. And it no longer becomes clearly just the issues. I think that we never would have gotten the exposure and had the effect we had if people knew who exactly was saying it.
So that was an older interview of the Guerrilla Girls. And of course, since it is not really something I think about each and every minute of the day, I totally forgot to mention that you can reach me at any time on the Friday audio chat email address, which fridayaudiochat@proton, like the proton, neutron proton, @protonmail.com. So I will repeat it for clarity. fridayaudiochat@protonmail.com. It's also under that alias that you can find me on Patreon, so it is patreon.com/fridayaudiochat. You can also find Fakeologist on Patreon, patreon.com/fakeologist. So I wanted to do those quick commercial part after the audio clip, because I forgot to do it. But I will leave you with something that is on topic. I will not leave you on the money part, let's say. So I will give you the other billboard that was on display on this art school. I wanted to leave it for the end. It is Guerrilla Girls, the definition of a hypocrite. Dot. And then under it there is a definition: hypocrite, an art collector who buys white male art at a benefit for liberal cause, but never buys art by women of or artists of color. Bye bye, everyone.
really the end of it, and that's all, folks.